This is the Music History Today podcast for March 12th. On today's show, Run-DMC debuts, The Stones get censored, and a jazz great passes away. First up, though, on this date in 1955, Dave Brubeck played at Carnegie Hall in New York City, further helping to make jazz more acceptable to the upper class at that time. In 1963, the Beatles performed in Bedford, England as a three-piece band, since John Lennon was too sick to play that night. In 1965, the Beatles finished filming their movie Help. In 1969, Paul and Linda McCartney were married. In 1971, the Allman Brothers Band played their first of the two shows that would later become their album, Live at the Fillmore East. Also on that same day, Paul McCartney won his lawsuit against the other Beatles to have the band be officially dissolved. In 1974, John Lennon and Harry Nilsson were thrown out of the Troubadour in Los Angeles for heckling the comedy duo The Smothers Brothers during their performance, and then for fighting with a waitress and also the paparazzi. In 2003, the Chinese government told the Rolling Stones, who were going to tour China, that they couldn't play certain songs, including Honky Tonk Woman and Brown Sugar. In 2017, singer-songwriter and actress Amanda Seyfried married actor Thomas Sadowski. Also in 2017, singer-songwriter Frankie Ballard married business owner Christina Murphy. And in 2019, K-pop singer Sengri was arrested as part of the K-pop sex and corruption investigation. In classical music, in 1832, the Opéra de Paris played host for the premiere of the ballet La Sylphide. In 1857, Giuseppe Verdi premiered his opera Simone Boccanegra. In 1897, Vincent d'Indy premiered his opera Farewell. In 1934, Paul Hindemith premiered his piece Mathis der Maler. In 1943, Aaron Copland premiered his piece Fanfare for the Common Man. And in 1954, Arnold Schoenberg premiered his piece Moses und Aaron. In theater, in 1981, Stephen Sondheim's musical Marry Me a Little premiered on Broadway, and in 1987, the musical Les Miserables started its initial run on Broadway. In award ceremonies that were held on March 12th, in 1958, France won the Eurovision Singing Contest. In 1964, Barbra Streisand was the big winner at the Grammy Awards. In 1969, Glenn Campbell and Dionne Warwick were among the big winners at the Grammy Awards. In 1991, Belle Biv DeVoe were among the big winners at the Soul Train Music Awards. And in 2007, Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five became the first hip-hop artists to be inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. R.E.M., Patti Smith, and Van Halen were also inducted, although only Sammy Hagar and Michael Anthony, who were no longer a part of Van Halen at that point, were the only members of the band at the ceremony. Albums that were released on March 12th include, in 1967, when the Velvet Underground released The Velvet Underground and Nico, a classic album. In 1971, Yoko Ono released Fly. In 1975, Parliament released Chocolate City. In 1978, Bob Dylan released Masterpieces. In 1980, Billy Joel released Glass Houses, another classic album. In 1981, the Rolling Stones released Sucking in the 70s. In 1982, The Jam released The Gift. In 1984, Dire Straits released Alchemy, Dire Straits Live. Berlin released Love Life. In 1985, Kool & the Gang released Kool & the Gang at Their Best. In 1990, Robin Hitchcock released Eye of the Hurricane. Also on that same day, Prong released Beg to Differ. In 1991, R.E.M. released another classic, Out of Time, and Rick Astley released Free. In 1992, Celine Dion released Falling Into You. In 1996, Kiss released MTV Unplugged, and Sting released Mercury Falling. In 2001, Rod Stewart released Human. In 2002, the Indigo Girls released Become You. And in 2013, Eric Clapton released Old Sock. Singles that were released in the UK on March 12th include in 1965 when Del Shannon released Stranger in Town, Donovan released Catch the Wind, and Jerry and the Pacemakers released I'll Be There. In 1971, John Lennon released Power to the People. In 1976, 10cc released I'm Mandy, Fly Me. And in 1982, A Flock of Seagulls released I Ran So Far Away. Meanwhile in America, in 1959, Dion and the Belmonts released A Teenager in Love. In 1965, Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs released Woolly Bully. In 1966, The Drifters released Memories Are Made of This. In 1976, Elvis Presley did a twofer. He released Hurt and For the Heart. In 1978, Robert Gordon released Fire. In 1982, Elton John released Empty Garden, Hey Hey Johnny, his tribute to the late John Lennon. In 1983, Run DMC released their debut single, It's Like That, and That's the Way It Is. In 1994, Pink Floyd released Keep Talking. In 2007, Rush released Far Cry. And in 2021, Joshua Bassett released Telling Myself. Before we go any further, we'd like to tell you that there is now a Music History in Depth podcast where we go more in depth on a few of the events that happen in music history for that particular week. The Music History in Depth podcast runs every Tuesday on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts from, as does our Music Halls of Fame podcast, which talks about a member of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame along with other Music Halls of Fame, museums, and walks of fame. The Music Halls of Fame podcast drops every Thursday and can also be found on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts. Now, back to this podcast. Artists who were born on March 12th include legendary Chess Records co-founder Leonard Chess, Lou DeWitt of the Statler Brothers, singer-songwriter James Taylor, entertainer Miss Liza Minnelli, Les Holroyd of Barclay James Harvest, Marlon Jackson of the Jacksons, singer Al Jarreau, singer and actor Gordon McRae, Agathe Von Trapp of the famous Von Trapp family of Sound of Music fame, musician Kip Lennon, musician Dave House, singer Christina Grimmie, singer Holly Williams, singer Tony Terry, singer-songwriter Tyler Ward, opera singer David Daniels, singer Atif Aslim, singer B. Smith, singer Shira Goschel, Pete Doherty of the Libertines, singer Sharifa, Danny Jones of McFly, Brian O'Hara of the Foremost, Mike Gibbons of Badfinger, Bill Payne of Littlefeet, Steve Harris of Iron Maiden, Graham Coxon of Blur, Jack Green of T-Rex, singer Louis Blissett, rapper Stromae, singer Anna Klendening, drummer Ron Tutt, and Guy Speranza of the group Riot. Artists who unfortunately passed away on March 12th include the man who is credited as being the composer of the British national anthem, God Save the King, or God Save the Queen, depending, which is also the American song, My Country, Tis of Thee. John Bull passed away in 1563 at the age of 68. Composer Heinrich Ebel passed away in 1824 at the age of 48. Composer Johann Volkert passed away in 1831 at the age of 64. Composer Friedrich Kuhla passed away in 1832 at the age of 45. Composer Friedrich Westenhaus passed away in 1840 at the age of 61. Composer Joseph Baer passed away in 1913 at the age of 61. The organist with the Saint Sulpice from 1870 to 1933, and also professor at the American Conservatory at Fontainebleau from 1921 to 1934, Charles Marie Vider passed away in 1937 at the age of 93. Composer Charles Skilton passed away in 1941 at the age of 72. Pianist Harold Bauer passed away in 1951 at the age of 77. Jazz saxophonist great, the legendary Charlie Bird Parker passed away from a bleeding ulcer and also pneumonia in 1955 at the age of 34. Organist Esther Ballou passed away in 1973 at the age of 57. Conductor Eugene Ormandy passed away in 1985 at the age of 85. Pianist Jacob Gimbel passed away in 1989 at the age of 82. Singer June Valley passed away from cancer in 1993 at the age of 62. Reggae and ska artist Judge Dredd passed away from heart issues in 1998 at the age of 52. Drummer Speedy Keen of the group Thunderclap Newman passed away from heart issues in 2002 at the age of 56. Composer Alan Hudnut passed away in 2008 at the age of 78. Session singer-songwriter Leslie Duncan passed away from cerebral vascular disease in 2010 at the age of 66. The audio engineer for The Grateful Dead, Osley Stanley III, passed away in a car crash in 2011 at the age of 76. Drummer Joe Morello of the Dave Brubeck Quartet passed away in 2011 at the age of 82. Drummer Michael Hossick of the group The Doobie Brothers passed away from cancer in 2012 at the age of 65. Drummer Clive Burr passed away from complications from multiple sclerosis in 2013 at the age of 56. Peter Banks of the group Yes passed away in 2013 at the age of 65. Folk music singer George Donaldson passed away in 2014 at the age of 46. Guitarist and actor Noki Edwards of the group The Ventures passed away in 2018 at the age of 82. Rapper Craig Mack passed away from heart issues in 2018 at the age of 47. The composer and also the founder of Tamara, better known as Technology in Music and Related Arts at Oberlin College, Ollie Wilson passed away in 2018 at the age of 80. Jazz multi-instrumentalist Don Burrows passed away in 2020 at the age of 91. Guitarist Barry Bailey of the group The Atlanta Rhythm Section passed away in 2022 at the age of 73. And composer and artistic director at Musica Viva Progenesis from 1965 to 1973, Marek Copeland passed away in 2023 at the age of 90. Next on the Music History Today podcast, it is March 13th when, in 1965, guitarist Eric Clapton left the Yardbirds to play in John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. He was replaced by a then-unknown guitarist named Jeff Beck.